Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Something came up in conversation yesterday. My friend Jenny started dating a guy who's 39, and inside his car, hanging from his rear view mirror, is his graduation tassel from high school.
That's so tough. That's such a tough go around.
If that is not the douchiest thing ever, I don't know what is. And I said, listen, you need to make sure that it's not someone else's. Does it belong to him, or did it belong to a loved one who passed away? And she goes, no, it's his. He said high school was the best years of his life. And he has it for a keepsake to look back on all those special times. I said, Jenny, that was like 22 years ago. I said, game over. So I started thinking, what can be more cringe than a 39-year-old who wishes he was still in high school? Yeah. And then I remembered I have a close friend by the name of Blake, who's 43, who still keeps all of his high school trophies on display in his bedroom.
Come on!
Which is why I called him during commercial break to get him on with us. But before I even pick up, let's ask the question right now for clarity. Ladies, if you went over to a guy's house who was in his 40s and he still had all of his high school trophies and accolades on display, would that be an automatic turnoff? Call us right now, 585-252-9800. Tell us if you would smash or pass. Hi, Blake.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Hi, Breezy.
What up?
What's up, man? So talk to us, dude. The trophies. Come on.
Dude, no. Can I just say, like, in the years I've known Moose, because, you know, we met working together in Los Angeles years ago, but in the years that I have known him, he's constantly giving me crap about keeping my high school trophies and accolades on display in my bedroom.
I'm going to stand true with him on that, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. But anyways, explain yourself.
No, seriously, it's a conversation starter. It's a conversation starter for when ladies come over, you know?
Right? But, hold on, Blake. You want to hear the conversation starter, Breezy? No, please don't leave. You just got here.
Right. Literally. No, literally.
Never happened. No, they love it.
Yeah.
How many of them come back a second time?
Come on, dude. You're in denial.
No way. You gotta be kidding me.
He's such denial. Blake, how many times we gotta talk about this? You're what, 43 now? It doesn't matter what you did in high school. It doesn't.
Are you kidding me? I mean, you're gonna try and tell me like it's like a woman that has their degree hanging up on their wall. You're trying to tell me they should take that down? No, like, this is impressive. Like, just the same as that.
I think that's way different. Someone that graduated with a college degree and now is in that profession, yeah, that's worth showing off.
I mean, like, this is like all-star running back, Section 5 championship.
It's like, giving, Blake, I'm going to cut you off right there. It's giving peaked in high school.
Right, of course you peaked in high school. But what year was that, dude? You were an all-star running back for Section 5.
2001,
man. It's 23 years ago.
Time to hang it up, buddy.
Honestly, I've never even met a woman who has had a problem with it.
You're so full of crap. Dude,
yeah, because they don't come back.
He's so full of crap. Listen, he would brag on text to the group, hey, I got a girl coming over tonight. We hit it off. We're going to have the best time together.
And you reply, just wait till she sees the trophies.
The very next morning, we'd be like, hey, Blake, how did it go last night?
Yeah.
And he's like, I freaking hate my life. She left.
Classic.
Why'd she leave, buddy? She wasn't turned on by the
old... my room's a mess. I mean, my room is a mess, but it's not because of the trophies. They're always impressed by the trophy.
Blake. Your room is constantly a mess for a grown man.
I'm not like Moose, where I'm some weirdo who has to make my bed every day. Come on.
Yeah, it is a little crazy, I will admit.
Okay.
But I think there's a happy medium and a happy balance, and neither of you are that. And you know what, Blake? The trophies, I'm not going to lie, is kind of weird. Like, what are you hanging on to? What are you running from? Stay with us in this era, not 23 years ago.
I'm not hanging on to anything. I just don't think that women have a problem with it. Like, my awards are mine, and I want people to see them, you know?
Can I ask you...
And by people, I mean women.
Do you keep high school trophies because they inspire you, or do you just have a hard time winning anything as an adult?
Yeah, real funny.
Can I ask you, have you not done anything substantial since high school that you can, like, hang up or show off, or, like, is this just the most important thing to you?
I've done things that are important, just I didn't always get a trophy for it.
Victoria's texting in right now, Blake. Says, Moose, tell your buddy Blake, unless he is Simone Biles or an Oscar winner, all those trophies in his room is garbage. Get rid of them.
It's just, it's a dust collector, if I'm being honest.
Listen, I've worked hard, and they're my trophies, and I'm proud of them. I just want people to see them. And by people, I mean women.
I don't know if that's going to keep happening, but...
I know. Hey, they are your trophies, man. Do with them what you will. But honestly, you're in your 40s. I don't think they should be on display on your dresser in your bedroom. Ladies, would you consider this a turnoff? Call us right now, 585-252-9800. Smash or pass on our buddy Blake here. Dude, thank you for being a good sport, no pun intended, and coming on the air with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, man, we'll talk soon. I'll call you. Right, don't call me, I'll call you, okay?
I'll call you.
Okay, bye, Blake. Okay, Amanda said pass.
The Blakenator. Yeah, I don't know. It's not good. We're not getting a good response. It's kind of weird. It's giving the guy who wears his Letterman jacket around and talks about his big championship win back in 96.
The Letterman jacket. Kyle says, like, your buddy is 43, which means he actually won at a time where he put in the work and not everyone was being handed a participation trophy. Keep the trophies, man. Just don't have them on display.
Doesn't matter, though. It kind of is giving, like, now I am continuing to have this participation trophy on display.
I know. Well, yeah, I know. Listen.
Like, I think there's only... God, people are going to hate me for saying this. I don't care. I think there's only a shelf life for your accomplishments. You can only milk them for so long. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I graduated college. Like, that's sick, but it was like 10 years ago.
I know.
Like, I'm so good.
It's tough. You know me. I'm a sentimental guy. It's hard for me to throw out greeting cards, but, like, I wait at least a week. If I get a card from someone, birthday card, whatever, you're the best son ever, I hold on to it for a week. It's on display. And then it goes in the trash.
This person says, this guy should watch Napoleon Dynamite. He's the uncle. The participation trophies from the 90s.
Yeah. Over there, that pig, man, I found a couple of shelves on the arrowhead.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Exactly. Sue Ann says, I don't care how hot he is. I'm not having sex in his room that is filled with high school memorabilia. Creepy. I'll pass. Chelsea says, this is a hard pass for me.
The pins, the patches, the trophies. It's like... Blake, come on.
You ever see a pigskin like this one before?
I didn't. I'm so good.
I love Blake, but come on. Like, what do you even say to a woman? Like, just a heads up, my high school trophies are still on display. You know, just in case you needed proof that I peaked at 17.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
The presidential debate was last night. I watched it. You watched it. We all dabbled. And I think one of the things I really loved about it was There was a little bit of comic relief from both sides.
Of course.
Kamala was laughing. Trump was laughing. It seemed like everyone was kikiing and having a good time. Or at least that was my interpretation of it.
I had my bingo chart, the drinking game, ready to go.
Oh, sure.
Anytime anybody brought up, you know, says someone's weird, Trump claims the election was stolen, the felony charges, Trump mentions Joe Biden. I mean, I got drunk last night. I
not you blacking out and almost missing the show.
Fake news.
It was a night filled of personal attacks and tense exchanges over the future of our country. And everyone was a little on edge, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's going to come down to just a couple of votes, you know? It could go either way. But some of the most memorable moments and key takeaways from the debate was the little new policy details coming from both Trump and Kamala. Trump frequently turns to immigration for the blame for mostly everything. Trump blames the Democrats for his assassination attempt, which, I mean, he also made a massive profit off of that with all the T-shirts. Harris needles Trump on the crowd size of being fired.
Yep.
And both mischaracterization on, that was the biggest takeaway from me, on their views and positions on abortion and what abortion means exactly. That was the one part that I really was paying attention to and I wasn't on TikTok for. You know, it's just really disheartening to watch a debate like this and to just have random statements and what some people would take away as fact thrown around, like Trump was saying something astronomically bananas about how you can get an abortion up to 6 months or even after the child is born. And it's like, that's illegal. That's illegal. So
that's just straight murder.
Those were some key takeaways.
My jaw hit the floor last night when he made the comment. Referring to Joe Biden, he goes, "Your boss, if you even call him a boss, he spends most of his day on the beach."
On the beach. I'm like, honestly, what a dream.
Oh my God.
Honestly, goals. Yeah, he was talking about eating animals and pets. It was just really weird. It was very strange.
But, you know, the debate touched on a lot, like Breezy said, the key issues of inflation, border security, abortion, international trade, foreign policy, you name it. But it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens in November. Very interesting.
And the poll right now that I just took of who do you think won the debate is right now pretty split, even Steven. And it's like when you watch something like this, you kind of sometimes forget when they get so far away with the points that they're making and the statements that they're saying of what they're actually debating and that there is like a winner or a loser to this.
Right,
it is a debate at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Hard.
I think they did the right thing yesterday. There was no audience. Each one of them had their mics muted until it was their turn to talk. It kept things in order. And, you know, I did. I thought, you know, President Trump came at, you knew he was going to come out the gate.
Hot.
Very hot. And Kamala Harris, I thought she held her own.
Yeah, for sure. So those were the key takeaways. In case you missed it, you know, stay up to date. The election here is just a few short weeks away.
So. Yeah, it's your job to get out there and vote. Is anyone married to anyone who constantly has a battery percentage on their phone or device that is lower than 20%?
Are you that person?
Well, have you asked them what the problem is? Call us, 585-252-9800. We need to get to the bottom of this. People who always have a low battery. We'll take your calls coming up next on PXY.
Number one hit music station.
Welcome back. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 78 for the high today with lots of sun. I almost said happy Friday. Can you imagine?
It's literally Wednesday. What?
What does it actually say about a person whose phone battery is always at 10%? Anyone know anyone like this? Call us and tell us who this person is.
Me looking around the room. Oopsies.
Yeah, I mean, 585-252-9800. We do want to hear from you. I think the listeners have listened to this show long enough where if they had to guess which one of us constantly has a phone battery below 20%, they would automatically say, oh, yeah, yeah, no, that's breezy.
Yeah, no, that's me, 100%.
I'm way too OCD for this.
I just, like, I don't know. I'm constantly running low on battery, constantly running low on juice. My phone is always dying.
It's crazy to me. I don't know. That would give me pure anxiety. Like, I go to bed at night, my computer, my phone, my Apple Watch, my AirPods, they all get charged. By the time my alarm goes off in the AM, those things are juiced up and ready to go.
You don't need to charge your AirPods every day. That's actually crazy. You don't need to charge your AirPods
when you're running 10 miles a day like
that. You're not running 10 miles a day. You probably ran 10 miles this year. Chill. I just think that, you know what? There's more important things in life than making sure you're always plugged in. It's like, come on. Be real.
I don't understand, though. Like, you have all night to charge your phone. Why is it 12%? There's no reason for it.
Because sometimes I fall asleep without it on the charger. Sometimes I wake up, I pull it off the charger. Sometimes, you know, I'm on it for an aggressive amount of time in the morning. Like, some of these things you just can't control. And if, you know, Apple keeps coming out with all these new phones, maybe if they fix the battery, we wouldn't have these problems.
Well, that's the thing. Your phone is well over a year and a half old now.
But this person says, my toxic trait is falling asleep and forgetting to plug my phone in. I keep a charger at work. I also keep a charger at work. You know, do I use it? Not always. But it's good to stay ready.
Let's have the listeners guess what my battery percentage is right now and what yours is. This is my husband to a T, has no problem going to bed with his iPhone at 5%. It gives me so much anxiety, considering we use our phones as an alarm clock. Yeah, me too.
It's so funny because, you know, this person says, I'm with you, Moose. I would have anxiety if my battery was always low. The anxiety, like, enough with the anxiety. And, like,
but it's
everyone's pushing their own anxieties onto me. They're pushing them onto me. And it's like, this bothers people in my life more than it bothers me. I don't care. But other people have no issue telling me how much it triggers them.
Hello, PXY.
Hi, this is Maddie, Breezy's best friend.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Is it Roast Breezy Day, or did you have something relevant we you needed to say, Maddie?
It's always Roast Breezy Day.
Every day's Roast Breezy Day.
I know. Hi, Maddie. So what's up? What's going on?
I guess we're talking about Breezy's phone always being dead.
Always. Never not dead.
Well, I don't know if she told you this. Probably not. But yesterday we had a meeting with one of our talent coaches in the company. And this was a pretty big meeting. And we decided to do the Zoom call on her laptop. And the battery life was at 12% when we started the call. I'm like, there's no way we're going to get through an hour. And it blew my mind that she... Well, it didn't blow my mind. I was just pissed she wasn't prepared.
Oh my, you didn't even have a laptop. You were literally using my laptop. Chill. Beggars can't be choosers.
I'll tell you what. My laptop is at 100% and so is my phone.
You didn't even know we had a meeting. Relax. That's not what we're talking about.
What's the percentage of your phone right now? What's the battery life? Go ahead, tell us.
Well, my percentage is at 52. So I don't know what happened there, but...
I'm at 98%, Maddie. Okay.
This is how she lives. It's too chaotic for me. I can't.
Yeah, so it does bother you as well.
It does. And every year for her birthday for the past like 3 to 4 years, I've gotten her a phone charger for her car, a portable charger. It's still nothing I do works.
Yeah, I don't get people that do that. See, when I go to bed at night, the phone gets plugged in. And every morning when I wake up, my battery's at 100%. All my devices.
Right.
How many of you are married to a person like Breezy? I couldn't do it. I'm sorry, but that's a red flag. It's
you guys,
a deal breaker.
Listen. It's not that big of a deal. Like, I think I like letting my phone die because, like, I don't know, I just feel kind of free.
It's drama.
Like,
she loves the drama, Maddie.
I feel like, you know, I get to unplug for a little.
She loves the drama. She wants to be off the grid. Nobody can have you off the grid. We always need to know where you are.
Nah,
for your safety.
Yeah.
She goes, for your safety and everyone else's around
and
you.
Maddie, you're married. Is your husband the same way, or is he constantly plugging and charging his devices?
His are always charged.
Yeah, so you got to be ready. You got to be prepared.
I'm not ready. I'm not prepared for anything in my life. I'm just kind of here moseying around, and I think this says a lot about my personality. I'm a free spirit, and so is my iPhone 15.
Well, we just got another glimpse of how Breezy lives her life. Maddie, thank you for calling in.
Of course. You guys have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you as well.
Love you.
Feel free to call in at any time to shed some light on your best friend here.
Oh, I will.
Okay. All right. Bye, Maddie.
Bye.
You know what I was thinking? I wonder if hiring managers check to see, because you know they'll send people to go outside and check the person's car to see if it's a mess or not. They want to decide.
Who does that?
A lot of companies do this. They'll send somebody outside to check to see if their car is an absolute disaster. The interior.
That is the weirdest thing I've literally ever heard.
If it is, it's a total red flag. And yeah, I wouldn't hire them either. I wonder if they check cell phone battery percentages, because that also is a red flag.
This person says, if you keep your phone plugged in after it's fully charged, doesn't it ruin the battery? You guys are idiots. Is this the same Breezy that says she needs to have her friend's location?
Yep. I was just going to bring that up. I was just going to talk about that. She needs to know where everybody is at all times, right?
Or they don't care about her if her phone is off and they can't see her location.
So this is really fascinating. I don't know how true this is, but Victoria just texted in and said, Moose and Breezy, I have a life hack for everyone listening. There's a way for you to display a fake battery percentage on your phone, iPhones included. A narcissist I know always keeps hers showing at 1%. It provides a convenient out for them. It's the info's on gadgethacks.com.
Honestly, drop the link. Drop the link.
That's I'm not going to say that's a terrible idea. My ex was the same way. Phone was always dead and claimed it was always dead unless she absolutely needed something from me.
Here's the thing. A lot of listeners texted in and they all guessed yours right. 98.
Did they really?
They all guessed it right. Mine was a wide variety of different choices.
2%, 3%.
Yeah, they're like -3%. I'm like, guys, come on now. Put a little respect on my name. It'll be dead by noon. Don't worry.
Noon?
Yeah.
I give it like 10 minutes.
98PXY.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.